Do not listen to this track while driving, operating machinery, or doing anything else that requires your full attention. Mike Mandel Enterprises Incorporated accepts no responsibility for the use or misuse of this recording. Welcome to the wonderfully misty and mysterious world that is your unconscious mind. Just sit or lie back, relax, and close your eyes. In just a few minutes, you're going to be extremely relaxed. More relaxed, in fact, than you may ever have known yourself to be. And as we journey together, wherever we go, my voice will go with you. And as I mention the different parts of your body, I want you to begin to imagine that you feel that part begin to relax. Just feel that part unwind and really begin to relax. And in order to help you relax completely, I want you to begin to follow my voice as I guide you through a restful and interesting experience that will help you access all that you need to bring to the surface in a powerful way the resources that reside in your unconscious mind. And in order to help you relax completely and make these resources available, I want you to begin to imagine that you are resting in a clearing in a wonderfully magical forest. It's nearly nightfall, and the sky is a beautiful deep indigo blue, and the stars are beginning to emerge, and the moon is starting to bathe the beautiful safe forest in silver light. And somewhere in the distance, you can hear the hypnotic sounds of a bubbling brook, and even the sounds of the crickets are restful and lull you into a sensation of comfort and peace and security. And as you lie motionless or sit still, just restful and still, you can become aware of a wonderful white light above and around your head. And the light is unbelievably relaxing. And as it bathes your head in peaceful calm, you can begin to feel the desire and the willingness to accept the warmth, the safety, and the relaxation that emanates from the light and causes you to relax deeper and deeper with every single breath you take. And as the soft light moves downward over your forehead, I want you to feel all the tiny frown lines on your forehead just relax completely. And as you breathe in, you can breathe the refreshing and restoring light into your body. And as you breathe out, it's easy to breathe out stress and tension. And as your forehead smooths out, feels so relaxed, you can feel this restful light moving down around your eyes, and you are able to let your eyelids feel very tired and heavy. So heavy that it can be much too much trouble to even try to open them. And it's so much easier just to relax even more. And it's possible that your eyelids may flutter a little, and that's okay too. Just feel them getting heavier and heavier. And as the relaxation moves down around your face now, you can let all of the tiny facial muscles just begin to really relax. And the relaxation moves further down around your mouth now. And you can feel the numerous tiny muscles around your mouth just start to relax. So much so that you can even allow your teeth to part slightly as your lower jaw becomes heavy and starts to relax completely. And you are able to allow the light to bathe your entire head in comfort and peace as you go deeper relaxed. Feel the relaxation spread from your jaw to behind your ears, and let every one of the little muscles and nerves behind your ears relax completely. And as you relax deeper and deeper and deeper, and it's easy to let the relaxation spread even faster through the back of your neck and down around your shoulders too. Just let go of all the tension around your neck and shoulders as they just begin to relax completely. Just relax completely and let your shoulders drop. And as you let go of the tension, let go of all of the tension and relax completely. And now you can let the restful and comfortable relaxation spread to your back and let it spread down your spine. And let the healing, restful light that relaxes spread sideways from your spine so that every muscle, every fiber, and every nerve just seems to really relax now. And let the relaxation move down your lower back into the backs of your thighs. And as you let the relaxing light move down the backs of your thighs into your knees, you can breathe deeply. That's right. And let it spread into your calves and downward into your heels and around into the soles of your feet. And even allow each of your toes to relax completely. And you can go deeper and deeper into a physical and mental and emotional rest. And you can be very calm, breathing deeply and evenly. And if you need to adjust your position, you can do so, however you might need to, and become even more comfortable and go deeper and deeper relaxed. And now, focus on relaxing your throat muscles. It's possible for a person to feel the urge to swallow now. And that's okay too. Just let the restful relaxation spread down the fronts of your shoulders and all the way down your arms. From the shoulders, through the biceps and triceps, and into your forearms, and down through your wrists to your hands. Just relax completely. Let your hands go limp and relax every joint of every finger, breathing the light into your hands. That's right. You're doing it perfectly because your unconscious knows how to help you rest and make useful changes. Now feel the relaxation in your throat again. And if you find you have to swallow, go ahead and let the restful relaxation spread down into and across your chest, down through your abdomen, and around your ribs, even causing the internal organs to relax completely. And as you allow this warm sensation of rest and relaxation to move through your hips and down into your thighs, you can easily find how simple it is to let the relaxation progress all the way down your calves and into your feet. Just let your feet go limp and relaxed. Let every breath cause you to relax even more. Let every toe relax and rest. And just go deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper, calm and very, very relaxed. And as you rest even more, you can allow yourself to float easily as your unconscious makes various distinctions and learnings that are useful to you on a deep level. And now I want you to imagine that you are standing in the clearing in the enchanted forest, surrounded by trees and warmth and safety. And take time to build the surroundings as you relax even more. And now, I'd like you to imagine that you walk to the edge of the clearing and you look down and notice in front of you, down near your feet, a beautiful stone pathway of pale green marble. And as you follow it forward, you notice that the pathway splits and divides in three different directions. A flight of black, craggy rock steps goes upward to your left. Smooth, pale green marble steps run downward in front of you. And to your right, it is a sandy path that drops gradually as it leads toward the ocean. The craggy path to your left leads up a tall hill, black rock that rises out of the forest up to the turrets of a mysterious and compelling castle. You can see high above you where an eagle circles the dark towers and the battlements of the castle in the gathering darkness. You might wish to climb up the stairway to the left and explore the mysteries of the castle, but that's not possible today. The castle is for something else entirely. Perhaps you'll find the castle another day, or in another way, when you sleep and dream. And you can also notice that in front of you, the green marble steps that go down into the warmth of the valley are strangely compelling, as you see tiny pinpoints of light twinkling through the forest far below. But no matter how much you want to explore the valley, that way is not appropriate for you today, because the wonder and surprises in the valley are for different trances and other days and different dreams. And so, you leave the craggy rocks leading to the castle and you leave the marble steps that descend to the valley. And instead, you follow the sandy path to the right, where the ocean awaits you, and so much more, that your unconscious can follow and understand. So just imagine you continue on and enjoy the sensation of pleasant and effortless walking, walking in a trance, walking in your unconscious mind, with all of the wonder and all of the safety that is yours while you are here, and my voice will go with you. You are never alone here. And the wisdom of your unconscious mind will protect you and serve you and take you where you can find rest. And there's no hurry. As you imagine, you continue to walk between the trees, perhaps feeling the sand underfoot. As the sky gets darker, but always bright enough to see all that you need to see, possibilities awaiting you. And you can notice as you gradually descend and go deeper to the beach ahead of you. The trees begin to gradually change and thin out, and more palm trees are evident, and you can feel really relaxed. In an interesting way, as you walk further along the path of your unconscious, the sandy path that draws you to the possibilities that await you. And these are the possibilities of a miniature vacation that will rest, refresh, and restore every part of you. And as you walk along the smooth, comfortable path, it is very easy to notice the path gradually leads down, down, down. As you go deeper and deeper into trance, and without effort of any kind, you are drawn ever downward toward the rest of the beach. And so you continue. The path gets a little more steep, but is still very easy to go deeper. As the path winds back and forth into the few palm trees that remain and gets closer and closer to the beach and the transparent lagoon below. And now you notice something as you see the lagoon below. And it is something quite wonderful, really, as you notice a beautiful and ancient sailing ship with two masts, and the sails are bundled up on the masts, wound up tightly with cables and ropes. And as your foot touches the sand of the beach, you relax even deeper and notice how calm the water is in the lagoon and how the lagoon is sealed off from the ocean by a coral reef way out there. And the ocean roars and is turbulent beyond the lagoon with massive waves and breakers. And looking back to the ship, you notice it appears to be dark green, but there are places on the ship that are damaged by life's waves and scraped by the storms and the rocks that have shipwrecked others. And as you approach the ship and take in the scrapes on the hull and the damaged timbers that have marred the beauty of the ship, and as you notice that the ship is deserted, you walk to the bow and may be a little surprised to see that the ship is named after you. And this knowledge and all the learnings are enough to raise your confidence and encourage you to explore the ship. And as you walk around the ship, fully aware of its faults and flaws and failures on all its journeys through the oceans of life, you feel a sense of confidence that the ship named after you will be restored again to a greater glory and will sail again and again, stronger and happier. And you need to get on board. And so you search, and you find a way on board the ship. Your ship. You may find a rope ladder hanging over the side, or even a secret doorway. But you do find it now, and climb aboard, up onto the deck, which is quiet and deserted. But on top of an old barrel, you notice a lantern and manage to light it. And picking up the lantern, you begin to explore the deck of the ship. And as in your imagination, your unconscious, you walk the deck of the ship, you find two items of interest: a brass bell hanging from a chain, and a sturdy cabin door, which compels you to open it. And inside, you find a tidy cabin, warm and clean, with a comfortable hammock and a desk. And among the items on the desk is a large, thick, leather-bound logbook with your name embossed in ancient gold letters on the cover. And as you flip through the book's pages, you realize that all of your life is recorded in the journeys of the ship. The ship that bears your name. And all of the events of your past are here, along with dates, and even the events of your future are written here. Although the future events are indistinct and a little foggy, but you feel comfort because you have many, many happy years ahead of you and many surprising and wonderful experiences await you in your future. And shutting the book, you go back out onto the deck and just look over the lagoon and the calm and peaceful waters. And as you breathe the sea air, it invigorates and refreshes you and begins to prepare you for a new vitality. But as you look up at the tightly wound sails and down at the cracked and scraped timbers of the ship, you may wonder how you can ever restore the ship that bears your name. And then you think of exploring further in search of some answers. And taking the lantern with you, you continue to walk the deck of the beautiful but damaged ship with the dark green hull and the tightly wound sails. And you arrive back at the mysterious brass bell on the chain which hangs before you now. And at a deep level, you can remember that you've been here before, in another dream or another trance or somewhere similar. And through this realization, you know that you've learned that the bell will bring you exactly the help and ultimately the rest you need. And so you reach up and ring the bell once, and its clear note resonates and resounds along the beach, out into the ocean under the moonlight and throughout the surrounding hills. And when the tone of the bell ceases, you hear a clear answering note, another bell from a distant village, a note that rings with hope. And so you wait. And after a little while, along the beach, you can see a line of lanterns as dozens of people from the town answer your call for assistance. And as they begin to arrive on the beach, below the deck of the ship, you notice two things of interest. The people from the town have brought building materials with them, lumber and nails, paint and tools, and even more interesting is the fact that you notice that all of these people, male and female, young and old, tall and short, they all resemble you in some way, as though they are close relatives relatives you've never met before. And their faces are kindly and glow in the light of the lanterns and torches they carry. And without delay, they begin work on the ship. They begin to repair and restore all of the wear and tear that the ship has accumulated in the oceans of life. And as you realize that they are capable and able to complete their task, you feel a sense of comfort and a warm tiredness. And so you leave them to their work and head back to the cabin and lie down on the hammock and drift into a deep, restoring sleep. That's right. Just drift away and let your helpers repair and restore the ship for you. And so, as you rest there, in a sense of safety and comfort, and above and below you, and to both sides, your helpers continue to work to restore the ship. So you don't have to. You don't have to do anything at all. You don't even have to listen to my voice. As you sleep now and feel refreshed, feel restored, and let the stress all just melt away. And as your helpers restore the ship, you feel yourself getting stronger, more emotionally stable. You feel more clear-headed as you get the full benefits of a vacation in only a few minutes. And I want you to feel restored, and you can feel refreshed and be completely relaxed, knowing that you can take the benefits of this restoration back to the world of consciousness soon. So just rest and sleep and get stronger, relaxing all your muscles even more. And more and more. And then, totally relaxed, after a while, you get up from the hammock and leave the cabin and notice the changes in the ship as you see that every plank has been repaired. All the scrapes and storm damage are completely fixed, and a fresh coat of beautiful green paint completes the restoration. The restoration of the ship that bears your name. And as you look out onto the beach, you see the line of lanterns receding as the townsfolk head back to their homes. And the last one of them in the line of people turns and smiles and waves to you, and then points to the sails above you. And as you look upward, you see The cables relax. The ropes and knots unwind and untie. And the beautiful white sails fall open as the dawn approaches. And you climb back down to the beach by the same way you came up. You leave the ship. And as you look at your name on the ship's bow, you can see that the name plaque is polished and shining, and the repairs and restoration are complete. And as you watch, the ship's pure white sails catch the refreshing morning breeze. And as you stand on the beach and watch, the beautiful green sailing ship, which bears your name, heads out of the calm of the lagoon into the rolling sea beyond. And as the ocean waves pound the rocks, the ship remains steady and secure and moves calmly onward, stable and safe, in full control in the turbulent ocean of life. Relaxed and confident, restored and strengthened, and finding safe passage. And the sun rises warm on the beautiful ship, and new possibilities dawn. The ship sails calmly into the east, and you start to come back to present time, to the place where you began, but different. You are different, because as you begin to awaken, as I count to five, you can and will be alert, refreshed, restored, and strengthened like never before, energized, and realize that every time you return to the ship, you will relax even more and feel even more rested and refreshed and restored. One can always return to the ship whenever you need to. And as you continue to come back on three, and remember to forget to remember all of those things you need to forget. As you come back to now, alert and ready for anything, you are wide awake on five. Now.
Thank you for listening to this recording. If you require information on brain software seminars or a list of current products, you may contact Mike Mandel at the address on the cover of this recording.